Hello, and welcome to Movie Dudes, your podcast for all things movies.
Superman is better, right? Fine! I hate the little guy.
I'm gonna click open this on. Hello! Welcome to another edition of Movie Dudes. Movie Dudes. Fucking A, I fucked up again. Every goddamn time.
Every time. Fuck. Slow down.
How do I can't hear you guys in this.
No, it's, you know, oh, it's I don't put monitors moved. Through because it
screws everything
it,
up.
It slows down
okay.
getting yeah. to you.
Welcome
so.
To Movie Dudes.
Yeah. So, hello, and welcome to another edition of, a special edition of Movie Dudes. I'm Sean, and our other movie dude is...
And I'm Rob.
And we have three special fucking guests right now, eh?
Eh?
I'm Frank.
I'm David.
I'm Nick Power.
Yeah. And we're your movie dudes. I'm not going to go over what we are again.
Not this time because saver. It's a special edition.
Correct. But the film we rated this week was Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Not bad,
Where
eh?
Am I? Yeah. The sequel to Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh,
just
God.
Kidding.
So,
just
at kidding. First, actually, maybe I should go over what
that cinematic abortion.
Oh, I have not seen it.
Do it for the people like me. Ugh. Tell me all about it. All
right, yeah, maybe I should go over what we're all about because they don't. They,
yeah,
these thanks. Assholes haven't downloaded it, even though I've put it on Facebook.
They will
yeah,
know, though.
I am times.
They will know.
To hear right, so, my beautiful voice.
Movie Dudes is a podcast that watches, reviews, and rates movies on a scale from 1 to 10. We'll tell you whether or not you should drop a whole shitload of money on a film. We have three sections of Movie Dudes. First section, spoiler-free ratings. Second section, we get down to the meat and potatoes of the film.
Spoilers.
Spoilers alert. And the third section, we talk about whatever the hell is going on in our lives. Probably not going to get too much on that one.
It'll
today.
Mostly be just talking about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's the entire thing is just going to be Dragon Ball talk. So that's what we do. So we start out with the section one.
Section one.
Robbie, why don't you start out with this? Well, let's go over a synopsis. Nick, what was the movie about?
Well, unfortunately, I came in a little late, but it sounds like there was this god named Lord Beerus who had been sleeping for what sounds like 30 to 40 years.
39 years.
Okay,
an arbitrary number.
You're on precision begins.
You know, Japanese always pick the perfect numbers. I don't know. Right? Anyway, but he wakes up and he is trying to look for the person who beat Frieza, and he ends up going to King Kai's planet. This is right after the Buu saga, it sounds like, because Pan has not yet been born. Mm. So, and he goes in and he finds Goku on King Kai's planet training, and he asks him about this Super Saiyan god prophecy, and that's pretty much it.
It picks up, and
Goku if you want to... me to tell the whole movie, then yeah. But, yeah
nope,
but,
no, we're good right there.
Goku has to come in and save the day.
Yeah.
Go fucking
like
right
every
there.
Freaking movie.
Every
so.
Other
I would have never have guessed it. I really wouldn't.
Shocker.
What, a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
I thought it was good. I'd give it like 8.5.
8.5, probably. Not bad. Rob?
I'd give it a 7 just because there is, it was good. It was enjoyable to see Dragon Ball Z on the big screen, but just like the show, there's some filler that I didn't really feel was necessary, and it was just like, get to the point already. Mm. And plus the final resolution of the film was just kind of somewhat unsatisfying.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one.
But
yeah,
so
yeah,
I'll give
yeah.
it a 7. But
I'm going to have to give it I was thinking a 7 as well for the exact reason. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was
not,
good.
Not
was
just
fun.
All kid humor.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. Mike?
So, you know, I'm a big fan, but I got to say, I'd probably say, like a 7 out of 10. I mean, it was very enjoyable. If you were a fan, I mean, you would love it. It's very funny. There's a lot of nods to Dragon Ball and GT and just stuff in Z in general. It's more focused on humor.
Mm,
it's enjoyable to watch. But like Rob said, there's some moments where there's some filler and you might just kind of like want to skip through it.
But Dragon Ball. So
it is Dragon Ball. I mean,
yeah, Roshi wasn't spraying blood. So.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing with Dragon Ball is like with Z, it's like every episode, like more than half of it's filler. So, I mean, they even like make a joke about, you know, like when he's traveling around and
that was
the 26 minutes average anime episode. But I mean, overall it was a pretty good film. I think if you were a really good fan, you'd really like it. And if you're just somebody who's never seen Dragon Ball Z, you actually would find it watchable. So yeah, like 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
7? Oh. For me, as a not a average watcher of DBZ, and I'm really not exactly very well connected to the universe, the most I have is the Abridged series, which I love that. Great.
Fantastic. Phenomenal. Shout out to Team 4 Star on YouTube. Yes.
You know, that's like the section 3 of this podcast. Anyways, just rating the movie and the fact that it was definitely an enjoyable experience to just sit there and, you know, you can relate to the characters, you can kind of relate to the situation, and the antagonist is actually a lot more hilarious than I would expect from an evil person. So
going in, I thought that he was just gonna be like a
Frieza, like
Frieza. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Just completely bad, like no good,
evil.
But I was very shocked.
He's killing him off.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he was killing him off.
All right, so
okay. There's a section.
What number? He didn't give a
number. I didn't give you a number.
Oh, fucking eight.
Numbers.
What number?
Very important. Like my subscribers. 8.
8?
Okay.
Not bad. So I guess I was a little too...
I give an average rating at the end.
It was definitely better than the last DBZ movie I saw. I think that was... World's Strongest Man or something like that.
The World's Strongest? Yeah, that's a really old one. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I think Wheelos pretty cool. No clue. Dave has no clue. All
right, so there's section 1.
Section 1.
All right.
Section 2.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie.
So,
going to deets.
Off the bat, I mean, the animation was great.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at... Oh, yeah. Well, considering... Well, because the show originally, when it came out in Japan, it came out in 1987, so it's come a long way. Yeah. Like, you know, just some of the imagery was rich, and, you know, the animation was really cool, and that was nice, but...
Yeah. And they didn't have as much grunting, you know, like the... Yeah. And that was
his power is over 9,000.
That was a big part of the series, obviously. But it, like those episodes are like Goku's holding the spirit bomb for like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of get it rolling, but it's just... In this, it didn't have that as much, and it was...
I'm just glad that a week didn't take a year.
I'm happy that like we didn't have like a Namek where it's like, oh yeah, we got 5 minutes to fight. By 5 minutes, I mean like 7 episodes.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
You know,
longest 5 minutes of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys don't grunt that much in real life.
Yeah,
not really.
Just you know? I mean, like I was just waiting for one of their blood vessels to pop once in a while because they're just like,
that's
my God, Frieza.
I actually can I bump myself up to an 8. I mean, I think it, especially for people who are like casual fans or people who aren't fans, I think it's more watchable because there's like less like the grunting, and it's it's like more approachable, it's more easy to like for people who aren't like anime fans or whatever, or sure. Dragon Ball Z fans to watch it, because it's not ridiculous, and like
it's not over the top.
Yeah, it's not for over someone, the top like
if
the
you,
show.
If you were getting into the series at first, this movie might be a good thing. Like one of your first DBZ movies, this might be one of the things you might want to watch.
Wouldn't be too bad.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So,
all right, so we're gonna change that one to an 8 then.
Yeah.
All right, thank sounds you. Good to me.
8,
not bad. What about
subscriber level?
Emperor Pilaf. What'd you guys think about that?
I thought that was
awesome. A good
addition in there. It kind of combined a Dragon Ball nod and a Dragon Ball GT nod in one. Mm. And they were always comical as always, you know, and jokes about the soup kitchen and he's an emperor. And I mean, it's just kind of funny. So.
And Robbie has no idea who he is. Really.
I didn't. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I'll backtrack a little bit because the greatest amount of exposure I've had to Dragon Ball Z has been the Budokai games, and they give you
are great.
They're fantastic games, and they kind of give you a condensed version of the story, which thank God, because there are like 5 episodes of Dragon Ball. The 5 episodes of Dragon Ball Z I've actually watched, they've almost been unwatchable because they were so slow. You know, you play the games, the story goes through. It's like, oh, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then you watch an episode, it's just like monologuing, and dialoguing. Admiring someone's power level. Actual fighting, maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's DBZ, not Shakespeare.
Exactly.
So, like, I remember I used to watch the only time, because my parents never had cable, so the only times I was able to watch Dragon Ball was at my piano teacher's house, because one kid would go in and play.
Oh, piano.
And like a half hour later, a kid come out, another kid would go in, because there's 4 of us, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we'd all just sit out in the living room and just, we're supposed to be studying, but we'd watch Dragon Ball, and each time we'd just be like, on our edge of our seats, you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? Nothing the entire fucking episode.
Yeah,
find out next time on Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
so that gives me a theory about this, because it originally started out as a manga, you know, it's just like it's like a comic. So I think, you know, if you got to make a 25 minute episode,
out of like six pages.
Yeah, out of like, you know, right. So I feel like a lot of the reasons why they added that stuff in is because there just simply wasn't enough dialogue in the freaking comic book or the book itself.
I agree with
you. So they had to add that stuff in.
Agreed.
I was going to say, yeah, definitely. Like, the pacing in the movie is very good compared to like the TV show. And like that's why that's the whole reason they released Kai, is because the pacing in the original show was really slow because all the filler. So I thought, you know, that was really nice. And then back to the Emperor Pilaf thing, yeah, like Nick said, it was really awesome, just nods to Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball GT.
Because that was one of Goku's first major foes, wasn't it?
Yeah, the entire Red Ribbon, Red Ribbon
Army. But that was the first time he transformed. No, the second time he transformed into the
Azuru.
Azuru, that's right. Because the first time was with Grandpa Gohan. And then he ended up killing him.
Yep, you know, they even, like, flashback to that, and, like, you know, in GT, how Goku got turned little, you know, they have Pilaf apparently found the Dragon Balls, and, you know, him and Mai and Shoop are all little again. So I thought that was just kind of funny.
It's pretty cool.
Is GT like an alternate universe, or
it takes place after Z?
So 10 years after Dragon Ball Z ends, it starts up again. So Goku is Kid Buu, the last major villain in Dragon Ball Z, back into human form. And this kid named Oob, believe it or not.
It's Boo spelled backwards. Yeah.
How fucking original.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like how you got Goku.
Yeah.
Gohan. Goten. And it just goes on and
on. Gogeta.
I just like how Dr. Brie's family are all puns on pants. Trunks briefs.
What
a name.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I thought another really good moment in the movie, especially for people who like Vegeta, was when he actually had that moment where he surpassed Goku for a brief second. And that was justice on Vegeta, because he always gets screwed over all the time, I feel like. And I mean, the one thing I like about Vegeta so much is his intensity, like how intense he is about everything. And the whole pride thing is just like, he just seems badass. I'm sorry. Goku's a goof, but Vegeta's just like serious about everything. And that's why I mean, I'm not, like, diehard about Vegeta, but I admire, like, his pride. And when he had that moment where he actually, like, you know, came about and surpassed Goku for that few seconds and, like, kicked the guy's ass for a while, that was pretty cool. I don't know.
I forgot what I was going to say. Something about Vegeta.
Vegeta definitely got justice in this movie. I mean,
that's what I was going to say.
He usually gets
his ass kicked.
Yeah, in every movie.
Thank you for finally fucking killing the goddamn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, every movie, Vegeta just gets beat on, like, he, like, manages courage up for, like, a second, and then he just gets the crap kicked out of him. This movie,
always
actually,
number two.
Yeah, he actually surpasses Goku for a moment and does something. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he trades his ass off, and then he still loses.
Every time, when Goku's just like,
work hard, play hard, still lose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was... I was gonna say, it was a good feel-good moment
That abuse cannot be tolerated.
Only a man can hit his wife.
I'd say this movie was just like all feel good moments, though. Like every like 10 minutes, I mean, at least there's a couple things that you could just smile about. I found myself smiling most of the movie.
It was quite enjoyable. Even as a casual fan of everything.
Yeah, they kind of gave every character a little bit of a moment, like those subtle things.
It's like had Oolong.
Like Piccolo even had his little moment of, like, getting angry about the
Krillin,
lottery thing. Krillin,
Gohan, everyone got the little moments.
We even got to see the Great Saiyan. I mean, come on.
And then remember when he changes his clothes?
Yeah, right, like that.
He had the Saiyan outfit on, and then he's in his orange guy. What the heck, you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the first time we see Gohan go Super Saiyan since the Supreme Kai, Elder Kai gave him his power, right?
Yeah, and for Z at least, in GT he did. I thought, like, apparently you weren't supposed to be able to go Super Saiyan after that.
But that was kind of nice to see. Yeah. I like seeing Super Saiyan.
A lot. For all I know, it could be just, like, maybe, like, everyone's aura around him and jumped onto him, too, or something. Spoiler there. Should we wait?
No, this is section 2. You can say
when Goku's going to become the Super Saiyan God, you know, everybody's channeling their ki into him, all the Saiyans, and, like, Gohan's, you know, they're all going Super Saiyan, and Gohan's hair turns, you know, golden because everyone around, maybe it's because he's going Super Saiyan, or because everyone around him is just kind of, the aura's, in fact, like, getting everyone, so, yeah.
So, well.
I think just having Hercule in that movie just...
Oh, so funny. We do have another Super Saiyan. Well, no.
Go get your hair yourself. I'm bullying you.
Hero of the bush, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I may be the hero of Earth, but I'm not a Super Saiyan.
Frankly, he was one of the most annoying characters, especially the Cell Saga.
Oh my God!
No, he pissed me off. After the Cell Saga, I kind of got used to it. But
Boo Saga Hercule, Cell Saga Hercule, I hate it
because Gohan had to have his moment, you know, and that's why that was like Gohan had his strong, you know.
I'll give you that.
Although I do feel like half of the guy who plays Goku, I feel like half of his voice acting is them just holding a boom mic over him while he's pooping.
He's pretty talented.
I know, but like for all the powering up, it's just like, here, eat a solid brick of cheese and we're going to record you on the toilet.
I've always thought that.
Let's see
what else he does. He was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in a few episodes, 2003. Really? Yeah, he played some gangster guy. You could totally tell it's him. It's like Goku with a African American accent, twist put on foot.
He's in a lot of anime, especially he does like a ton of work with Funimation, you know. But that's the thing about the movie, though. There wasn't a whole... Again, back to, the approachability.
It wasn't as bad as the TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there were moments, but it's just, it wasn't, overdone.
And, I mean, it's like, you know, when you're watching the show, or when you would watch the show, and, somebody would just walk in, and there's, a minute straight of...
And then another 5 minutes of someone else going, oh, he's so powerful.
Yeah.
He's just kicking his ass anyways.
Yeah, I mean... And it's like there's none of that. It's not over the top. It's nicely done. It's quick, and everything's clean.
We see every character. Chiaotzu even. Chiaotzu.
He doesn't say anything.
Well, that's okay. What's
funny is he doesn't say anything, but they still credit the voice actor. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, Chiaotzu. Oh look, Chiaotzu.
Okay, so his origin. So Tien is the protector of Chiaotzu, essentially.
We fucked up in a few spots, didn't we?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Mr. Tien. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, Chiaotzu was protecting Tien, so role reversal. But
yeah. No, remember, they were both students of the Crane
School. Pokemon. Nappa's going to catch him.
I'm going to catch him.
DBZ abridged.
I'm going to get a critical.
Ah, I hate it when they do that.
Ah, you self-destruct. I hate it when they do that.
Don't get
me started with Pokemon.
Sean Schemmel has also done Pokemon.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. He's in that movie about Raikou. Raikou. He plays Gold, the voice of Gold in that movie. I believe.
Raikou. I'm trying to think.
I've never seen that one.
Raikou?
My Pokemon is very rusty. I haven't seen it.
That's just the only reason I know.
You're right. But otherwise, it's just a lot of Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. He's in Full Metal Alchemist.
So,
my childhood.
Yeah.
He's there.
What is this Dragon Ball Z Kai about? Did they just redo the series and correct the anime?
Kai, pretty much for Kai. What they did is they took the original animations and they just kind of cleaned them up a little bit. Well, they cleaned the animation up, and then what they did is they cut a lot of the filler, and they shortened a lot of stuff, and some of the stuff's kind of sped up. So it's a lot faster paced. There's a lot less episodes. There's Marin.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Android Saga.
Oh my God.
She's not there at all. Stuff like that. I haven't seen a whole lot of Kai. I've seen a decent amount though, and I've seen a lot of stuff from Kai. It's about Kai though. It's just cleaner animation. It's less filler. You know, it's less episodes, and it's all right. There's different voice actors,
too. Yeah, there are.
There's a lot of the voice...
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of, Cell, Android 18, Gohan. They all have different voice actors.
Different voice actor for Gohan?
Yeah, I know. It's really... I don't know
if I'd be able to watch it.
I was going
to
say, that's one thing I really liked about Budokai 1, because it went up through the Cell Saga, and it had all the original voice actors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Well,
is the guy who plays the voice of Piccolo the same as Vegeta?
Christopher Sabat. Okay. Yep. Yeah. He still plays both of them. A lot of the original voice actors are still there, but there's a decent amount of people, like I said, who are missing. So
maybe for people who are having trouble watching or getting into DBZ with the filler, perhaps they could start with Kai.
Yeah, I mean... I'd almost even say if you're I'd almost say Kai is just straight better to get into, because it's actually another thing is they corrected a lot of the the audio and stuff, their lines, so it's more in line with the manga. too. So they're not talking about like random things like what sandwich they had or something, like actually talking about like Cell or something.
Sandwiches are incredibly important.
Yeah, and it's just more closer to the manga and it's better paced. But it's different voices. I'd almost say if you're new, get into Kai.
And then switch over to.
Yeah, but like the thing is, the problem with Kai right now is like every station that it's on, like all the cartoon channels and stuff, like they don't show it uncut, so like there's none of like the swearing. There's actually a lot of swearing in Kai, like in the original show there's like no swearing, there's a ton of swearing.
Because they're swearing in the manga too.
Remember,
you have a few mangas
And like a lot of like the stuff is cut, so that's why it's uncut. Like in like Pulpo is like blue in Kai, because like
because of racial sensitivity.
Yep,
they did the same thing.
For God's sake,
they did they did the same thing to Jinx in Pokemon.
Yeah, I know that. Oh my God.
Yep, exactly. So
you can't be black.
Po-po.
Yeah, they did make fun of that in DBZ. I know Jinx is purple. When I think of Pulpo, and he's got the Italian.
Pulpo,
butter and toast.
Have you seen the Dragon Ball Z bridge where the black Mr. Pulpo kills the blue Mr. Pulpo?
Yeah,
they make fun of it.
Okay, so should we go around and say favorite moment of the movie?
Ooh,
Start with Sean.
No, not starting with me. Start with somebody else. I gotta.
Dave.
I'm pathetic, lame, and cheesy, but I loved it when he didn't blow up the planet. I loved the pun that he made of chunking that rock. That was it.
I just liked that because that was
humorous, and I saw it coming. It was like 30 days ahead, but it was still good.
Yeah. Nick?
I had a few favorite moments. Personally, Vegeta's always been kind of growing on me. I like that moment with that, where he kicked the crap out of that guy.
Beerus.
That's kind of a weird name too.
Lord Beerus.
I also liked the whole thing about the pudding. That was kind of like destroying the planet, and then Boo, like typical Boo, you know, just the guy who's gonna screw it up. And Vegeta's dancing too. That was hilarious.
That's what I was gonna say.
That was why I also kind of liked it too.
Dancing like a cross between Great Saiyan and the Ginyu Force.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Like, the most serious character on the show, kind of took a dive down that road. Yeah, that was kind of good to see.
That was good. Right. Well, I'm just gonna say right now, him dancing was probably my favorite.
It was so funny. It's kind of out of character, but at the same point, it's like, you know, it's kind of refreshing because otherwise, you know, he's not always the.
Well, it's out of character, but I was thinking too, like, because that's how serious that this Lord Beerus guy is, like that Vegeta of all people would do that.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be a dork. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him of all the people. You.
I think just. I thought the part I can't remember now.
Well,
no, the guy who was
Whis.
Beerus?
Trunks?
No, the
what? I don't know. What
does he look like?
The guy from Dragon Ball who got turned into a
Pilaf.
Kid. Oh, Pilaf. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah,
like the rice.
Yeah, like rice Pilaf. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, when all three of them saw Goten and they thought he was
Goten,
that was great.
That was pretty funny.
So I just thought that was funny. And then just Trunks was funny, even though he was in a limited role. Just his
Goku had some funny parts too.
Yeah. Adding on to that, I think that like. I am like a, what, how old was he, 7? I don't know, but has a girlfriend. Yeah. Like, just makes up that quick
41? I'll be 41 in March? What? Hey, don't make 42 toes yet.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
I'd probably say for me, like, I thought it was really funny when I saw Majin Buu had pudding, and, like, Beerus like, oh, I want some pudding, and Buu wouldn't give him pudding. That was, like, funny moment. That was my favorite moment of the movie. I mean, there's so many good moments, but that was, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. Just, like, Buu
not
giving
good.
Him pudding.
Although,
oh, my God.
Actually, I might have to retract. My favorite part of the movie came before the movie, when we were waiting, and there weren't any ads running. Oh. So everyone had Dragon Ball Z Abridged playing.
Yeah. Yup.
Yeah. That was the best.
People behind us. Oh, can I talk about the fucking assholes behind us,
they
too?
Kept talking.
They kept talking and commenting the entire time.
That
like, I mean, we were
he
talking.
He has a real gun, and just, like shut
like
up.
Fucking loud. Like, I don't mind, like, little talking.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I might have been a little too loud.
Commentating
but,
the entire fucking movie.
Yeah, if I wanted commentary.
Was he doing his podcast there?
Tell
us how you thought about the movie.
I don't think he had several things wrong, too, if I add.
Yeah.
But
just, yeah, he thought Pilaf was garlic.
Yeah, garlic Jr. That made me mad. I'm like, no, dude. No, not even
part.
Close.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we didn't. Me and Dave were just, we sat right in front of you guys. I mean, we didn't Luckily, I mean, we heard a little. I heard a little bit of stuff, but I didn't hear him talk.
We heard,
time,
we so heard the lion's share. It was a little.
Right, I was surprised that there are that many people in the theater.
I was,
yeah.
I thought we were going to get stuck in the smallest fucking theater where they played DBE.
I thought we were going
to
get
like, to talk
it
about
deserved that, though.
we're going to have to talk about Dragon Ball E, too, after this.
He'll get all the spoilers. It's not worth it.
I have it over there on Blu-ray.
You're
don't
an
ask
idiot.
Me why.
Why?
I just don't ask me why.
That was my reaction.
I've, like, I've pirated. Kind of, like, tried to venture into watching it, and then I realized, like, if this... This could make or break my love of Dragon Ball.
It'll break it.
Just like if you're into Avatar The Last Airbender, do not watch the Avatar.
I mean, it's... Yeah, I just... yeah.
A movie with Chow Yun-Fat, Emmy Rossum, and James Marsden, and it's bad. You wouldn't think so just from the cast, but no, it's awful.
It was terrible. It was not even close.
Bulma didn't even
have
a nice rack.
Like, they... it's... I know some of them. It's like not even Dragon Ball. It's just like a different.
It's completely
take
different.
On it. Like,
well, what was your favorite part of the movie? Going back to it,
I already said it. Vegeta dancing.
Vegeta dance.
Okay. How about like
your goddamn ears, dumbass?
How about like a serious moment? What was your favorite serious moment?
Favorite serious moment. Somebody else.
Frank,
you thought of it. You gotta.
Oh
say it.
Dang. Okay, so I guess for me, serious moment. I just thought favorite serious moment was just when Whis or not Whis, Beerus. Yeah, Lord Beerus. just I mean, he just like one shots everyone. He like comes
was,
to Earth at
I was
the party
say the same thing.
And just like one shots everyone. Like everyone tries to hit him, he just like hits them with like a pair of chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
And like beats them all up. Like
and then Vegeta falls down.
And yeah,
I liked going back to funny parts. I guess I liked when. When King Kai and Goku were in the car and just
driving
straight through the planet.
Oh my god.
You missed that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was
it's okay, we saw it twice, it averages out.
Well, I only saw it once because when I came back
that's
in.
Right.
That fucking line was long as hell.
Yep.
Favorite serious point. What else?
Honestly the movie was more funny than serious, but
it was
really good.
It was good comedy. It wasn't like all just like
it wasn't stupid comedy.
Which I don't mind poop jokes every once in a while.
Yeah,
but I mean, honestly, it is a good, like, if you haven't seen the show before, it's a good launching point because it has everything from before and after.
Yeah, kind of. It has the comedic of Dragon Ball with the fighting in action of DBZ.
Well, and just, like, references to everything, too, because it has Pilaf, and then it has, you know,
nudity from Dragon Ball,
though. I know.
Unfortunately.
What have I been missing
Roshi
out?
Roshi was very disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, actually, you know what? I got to change my favorite point.
Yes.
My
favorite. When the girls walked on stage, when
no.
Like,
they were. The he practice. Asked. They were like, "Okay, we're gonna do bingo," and Master Roshi asked, like, "Are any of the prizes dirty movies?"
Yeah,
I thought that was great.
That was this movie had so many funny moments. I mean, it was really refreshing because all the other DBZ movies are very serious,
so like Broly, for example.
Yeah, yeah. They're all about the fighting and stuff. And
the Bardock movie.
I like that one though. See the Saiyan race.
Well, they're still good. It's just they're like this movie is just different from the every other DBZ movie. This one's very funny, and it's just
it's lighthearted too.
Yeah,
it's like
it's.
I guess the antagonist of the villain or the antagonist of the movie is just a little more aloof. He's not like Frieza where he's just like, oh, I'm gonna kill everything and conquer everything, or Cell where it's just like, oh, I'm gonna kill everything and conquer everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that comes as a consequence of being a deity because if you're immortal, ruining the whole universe is gonna get boring after a while.
But they did reference Goku could be getting the next one after he kicks the bucket, though.
That just makes me wonder.
The sequels.
That'd be cool.
I was gonna say, they also bring in different dimensions into this movie now.
So there's, they can expand a whole new universe there. You know.
Yeah, like we could suddenly have like Dragon Ball Multiverse or something. You know, something crazy. Like, I guess
go back to comics and shit. Ooh, that'd be good.
That'd be cool.
I guess there's like what 12 universe. There's 12
universes.
Yeah,
you said 12. They're in the seventh one. So that made me wonder. So like, does it rank in power? So like, they're the seventh strongest in power.
Yeah,
or, like,
and like. And like Beerus said, there's people even stronger than him, and Beerus was like using 70% power against Goku.
Yeah. Crazy. Let's not start the debate of Super Saiyan 4 Goku could fight with Beerus head.
GT is very hard to gauge.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't seen it, but I'm voting for it.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes from when GT first came out. It was all English subtitles, but oh god, it was hard.
So they just get they get very arbitrary with how powers are distributed. And
it was almost as disappointing as that whole. I'm sorry, the Screw Attack for Goku versus Superman thing. I just had to bring that in. That's an internet fan thing.
You're more of a Vegeta fan anyway, I think, but at least Vegeta beats Shadow.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I was happy about that.
Should beat Shadow, let's be real here. You know?
But it's just like, they said Superman could use the Speed Force, for Christ's sake. I mean, I know.
Robbie's just rolling his eyes over here.
Okay, fine. Superman's better.
I'm sure he thinks Shazam. Well,
God, I hope so.
Yeah, he probably could. Okay, I admit. God damn it, just let me finish. Superman is better, all right? Fine. I hate the little guy. But we all know that Goku's based off Superman in some way. But I was just thinking, you know, why don't they just write a letter to Akira Toriyama, you know? Because he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool if they had a crossover.
That would be kind of cool.
I mean,
do like a Budokai, like a Mortal Kombat
DC
Budokai versus DC. That would be tits.
DC versus Toei Animation.
That would be awesome. Oh my god.
Dude, you'd have so
and
many.
Krillin would be the main character.
You'd have like
Kickstarter.
You would have like every anime character in existence fighting every comic book character that isn't Marvel in existence. Oh my god.
Just make them on a Mugen game and play them on that.
Yellow, there you go.
Omega Tom Hanks versus.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be cool. That's why I kind of wish like. You know, they would kind of, like, connect the dots a little bit there. You know, I mean, there's always going to be a debate about who's stronger. And I'm sure it always will depend on the writer, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And we all, okay, fine, I already admitted Superman's better.
We have that recorded.
Yeah.
It's going to be used against you.
Your life is over.
I'm just going to put that on a loop. Superman's better.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Time is it?
But yeah, back to the movie. Fighting scenes. Oh,
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Compared to other movies, you guys, or other show, compared to the show, would you say the fighting was as good, better?
I would say better because it was
faster,
top notch. But then it didn't
drag out.
It wasn't very repetitive. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like. You know, there's some battles where it's like, you know, you want them to be epic, but at the same point, it's like if you cut out the monologuing or the dialoguing between the two characters, it's just like, oh, the battle lasts like 20 minutes total. Yeah. So I guess it was nice that they kept it moving along and stuff like that, but at the same point, I guess some of it was a little underwhelming, but it got better as it went.
I don't know, because I figured, you know, if they're fighting at such a high power level, the planet would be more like, you know, falling apart and mountains would be moving and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's like they're in the middle of a forest and, like, the trees are just, like, standing still. And then, like, they go in, like, the middle of rocks and, like, land one punch and, like, a bunch of rocks break.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, like, Nappa could blow up an entire city with his
Nappa
two fingers.
Could do it.
Yeah, if Vegeta, Vegeta, pre Namek saga, Vegeta could blow up planets. You know? Exactly. I mean, so. And that's why it was kind of confusing. It's just like,
that's just a really muddy thing, though, I think.
About like, it's just DBZ in general.
Being able to blow up a planet when you have, like, Vegeta's, like, you know, before he's even...
What is the practical use of blowing up a planet if you can't breathe in space?
I don't know.
Unless you're solid, it just doesn't really make sense.
I was going to say, I think he caused enough destruction, you know, vaporizing a lake and, you know, destroying...
Yeah. So I mean,
the planet's gonna blow itself up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but the fighting though, I mean, it took a little. I mean, depending on like when Goku was fighting Beerus, it took a little bit to ramp up, but it got better, and the animation was very good for all of it. I thought that's what I liked the most. That was probably the best part about it. Like,
especially the fireball thing, that was pretty cool.
The only thing I'd say that I didn't like about the animation. And that pretty much the only thing I'd say I don't like about the movie is like at times like when it's just moving the camera really fast and things are kind of blurred, like
you can't tell what's really going on.
Like they're throwing at least in like old Z when they're like throwing fast punches, you know, you can see it, but like this time like it's like they're just moving stuff all over the screen really fast, it's going everywhere and oh my god, it's just you can't control.
That's what I meant by it was kind of underwhelming.
Yep.
It's just like I can't really follow what's going on.
Are you talking about when they're like throwing the punches
just,
really fast and they're like duh, duh, duh.
Like when they're flying, like,
yeah.
Like, when they like, have the aura around them, and, like, they're flying through the air, and they're fighting.
And you can hear the clashing and
like,
everything.
Like, the aura is just kind of, like, all blurry and bright. And
yeah.
I mean, it's a little...
They didn't really have the Super Saiyan noise that much, did they, in this movie?
No,
I didn't really notice
really.
It that much.
Yeah, like, the aura.
Yeah.
I did like how they kept the classic fighting sounds, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that was pretty cool.
That was a nice little homage, because, almost 30-year-old sound effects, but still pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever play Pac-Man?
Yeah.
It's always good.
Yeah. I really like that. The Super Saiyan noise is pretty
Did
sweet.
We want to talk about why they made this movie in the first place, Rob?
Yeah. I was reading on... this is all according to IMDb, but apparently Akira Toriyama was so offended by Dragon Ball Evolution that he wanted to make another movie just to make up for how
shitty
it
was. I love that. Let's give that a round of applause.
I also read online that he, when he started designing the characters for the film, he forgot that Android 18 had blonde hair.
What?
He gave her light purple hair. He's been away from it for so long
that he
started to forget how his own characters looked.
Oh, dang, man.
That would happen.
Evolution was like the live where they had real people in it.
Yeah.
Justin Chat with Goku was
awful. Who was Piccolo again?
James Marsden.
He's done a lot of things.
He's actually... a good actor. He was Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's been in a couple other things. He was Brainiac on Smallville.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but no, he... I felt so bad for all the good actors in there. I think Chow Yun-Fat playing Master Roshi was just so awful. I mean...
It was literally somebody took a dump on your chest and started rolling.
Well, and the thing is, the website for the movie, like the Space Jam website, looks more high tech than the website for that movie. Because like you click on things and links wouldn't work.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a pretty low budget thing. Like they had like a blog of like how the movie production was going, and there was only like two entries.
Oh my god.
So, filming the kids. Yeah. Filming ends.
I think
2 days later.
Whatever poor intern they stuck on that probably.
What, did it have like a porn star film budget or what? I mean,
porn star budget.
Honestly,
we might actually get some good acting then.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right. Well, it's almost 10 o'clock now. Is there anything else we wanted to say? I got to work at 10:30.
I was going to talk about.
Can I shamelessly plug myself?
Absolutely. We'll shamelessly plug you. We'll give a shout out to Team Four Star. Follow them on YouTube for Dragon Ball Z Abridged, a hilarious redubbing of Dragon Ball Z. It's a fan parody, but we support the official release by seeing the movie.
Yeah, so. It's good. It's good.
They're hilarious.
We could have a whole other podcast dedicated to myths about Dragon Ball Z, can we?
Ooh.
Why Goku doesn't spend more time with Chi-Chi. You know, it powers up too much when they're getting a little intimate. It might get a little too far. You know what I'm saying?
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. I mean, it's a little too far, but it's just...
like, I forget what movie that was. It was like John Hancock or something when he's in the RV. Kind of same situation.
And he shoots her to the roof or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shameless plug.
Hi, I'm David. I'm a Minecrafter on YouTube, so it's DSZ Riverflows. And then if you'd really like to see some snidey comments, I'm also on Twitter at DSZ Riverflows. So
I'll just cut it out later.
Love me, yeah.
I'm just
kidding. I was just going to say there's like a new card game coming out for Dragon Ball Z. Anybody interested in it? So it's by Panini America, and I've been following it forever because it's based on an old game. That was made by Score Entertainment. But if you guys want to check it out, look at justsayin.com, as in JustSayin.com. Check it out. They have a lot of information on it. It's really interesting. If you're like a fan of Dragon Ball Z, I think you'll really like the game. It's coming out in September. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're
the card game,
if you want to get into it and you want to, you know, kind of get all the back stuff behind it, you can always buy like manga somewhere. Yeah, like there's always Barnes and Noble you can just buy.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, yeah, just like support Dragon Ball Z in general, you know.
Yeah, so. It was a good movie. Good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
I'd watch it again.
It wasn't a Dragon Ball Z movie, just as a movie, it was really good, I thought. Especially for an animation movie, it was very, very good.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, I'm just, I'm just disappointed there wasn't much of Mr. Popo in this movie. The role he takes.
Oh, okay. One of the things I had, a little problem was the whole thing with Videl and Pan somehow coming in a little bit there. That was a little bit
Pan
too much
as
for
like
me.
A Pan as like a fetus.
Yeah, that's right.
Giving
that's
power right. to Goku. That yeah. was the weirdest yes. thing ever. Pan, I didn't understand it.
I turned to Sean. I was just like, Pan. The fetus of Pan is more powerful than Yamcha. Yeah. How fetus. Does that make you feel, Yamcha? Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up another edition of Movie Dudes. But hey, don't let us choose all the movies. Are there any movies you want us to watch? Past, present, future, whatever. Just send us a tweet at The Movie Dudes. I'm Sean.
I'm Rob.
With our guests are
Frank.
DSC River Flows.
Nick.
Till next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Fine, I already admit it. Superman's better, whatever, but Superman's better, 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 Superman's better.